各位弟兄姊妹，早安。
Good morning to the brothers and sisters.
今天我要跟你们分享的经文，我们刚才已经念过了。
Today we like to share with you on Psalm 131.
的题目是等候耶和华。
And the topic is a wait upon the Lord.
英国有一位很著名的传道人叫斯布珍。
The famous British preacher Charles Spurgeon.
他说过这样子的一句话。
So one time he said something like this.
他说圣经的应许就好像是天国的银行开给我们的一张支票。
And he says the kingdom of God is like a check God has given to us.
我们是凭着信心在这个支票后面签字。
And we're like in faith, sign our name on the back of a check. And then we bring this blank check before the Lord for Him to pay. And in a way, it's like this. And we must have faith in Him in order to receive what He promised.
很多时候这个支票是一个长期支票。
And oftentimes, this check is a long-term check.
你要过一阵子你才能够过了到了那个期限你才能够把支票拿去兑现。
And it may take a long time for you to deposit that check.
所以我们基督徒的生活里面最困扰我们的一件事情就是常常我们发现神他不照着我们的时间表来做事。
So often, Christian life is that we find out God does not do things according to our plans.
神常常要我们等待，他不会马上的回应。
And often God wants us to wait, and He will not do things as the way we want.
在我们现今这样子一个讲究快速、注重效率的时代，这个对我们基督徒有时候是一种折磨。
You know, in the times of like this, in computer age, instant efficiency, we might not want to wait that long. And often this kind of mentality is a challenge to our faith. But you know, the waiting upon the Lord is a must lesson for Christians. And God wants us to wait upon Him, and He enjoys us to wait for Him. And He will give and bless those who wait upon Him. Psalm 25:3 says, No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. And He will not ask to wait for nothing and then people will laugh at us. And also, He gives us an extra promise by saying, Blessed are those who wait for Him.So we want to look at the scripture. Number one is waiting for what? And the first thing is we want to wait for God's instructions. And you know, often not we are at the crosswalk of our lives.And we must make important decisions of life. And in life, we must make decisions about give and take. And this happens in the human relationship in terms of what to do in the action in times like these.And that is when we must wait upon the Lord's instruction and guidance. And the second of all, we must wait upon the Lord's help, for His help.
Because we 人生常常会有一些想不到的患难
And a lot of times we face difficulties, uncertainties of life.
约伯记这样讲说, 人生在世, 必遇患难, 如同火星飞腾。
And Job tell us that yet man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward.
我们住在Santa Barbara或是像我们住在Southern Oaks的人, 我们对于这个山火都不会很陌生。
And you know, we live in Santa Barbara or Thousand Oaks, we are familiar with forest fires.
所以去年11月那个火就烧到我们家旁边的这个山。
And then last November, I'm sure you know the big fire of Thousand Oaks area. Fire came almost next to our home. And down street, the next door neighbor's fire scorched their home. And then we received the evacuation note at midnight.
烧山火的时候，那个救火员最担心的一件事是什么？
You know what worried most the firefighters at night?
他们在烧山火上最怕的就是那个火星飞腾。
And they are afraid of the jumping embers in the fires.
因为那个火星啊，像 sparks， 它就飞到一个地方，那个地方就会又起了一个火源或是火苗。
And these fires like sparks, they jump from highway to highway or home to home and burn whatever it lands on.
圣经上说，我们人生的这个苦难就好像那个火星飞腾，你不知道什么时候就飞到你的路上。
You know, the Bible tells us our lives something is like the sparks that fly upward different places.
一些危险，一些困难，常常就埋伏在我们的道路的两旁边。
A lot of times, these sparks or embers are hidden in our lives.
就我们需要等候神来施行，伸出他的援手。And
we want to wait upon the Lord to help, helping hand.
就我们脱离环境或是人带给我们的痛苦。So
that He may help us to deliver us from the difficulties of life, environments, and sufferings. And third of all, we want to wait upon the Lord's blessings. And this is including God's provisions. And this includes our marriage partners, our children, our jobs, and our family members that they may be saved. And that includes our human relationships with others. And all this we must wait upon the Lord's guidance. And fourth of all, we want to show God's righteousness. Sometimes we face sufferings and of life and hurts in life. And we need God to heal our brokenness. And He will revenge for us. And He will anoint also the healing of the slanders we receive. And the Bible also tells us that we should be silent, also wait for the God's revenge in righteousness, in quietness. So when He extends His righteousness, He will destroy and also repay for us before our enemies. And the second of all, we want to find out why does not make us wait? Why does not He revenge right away for us? A lot of times before and between whatever He does a blessing to us, there's a waiting period.
你们祈求就得到，你们叩门就开门吗？
When you say, well, doesn't the Bible tell us that if you knock, your door open for you, and then if you ask, it will answer to you? And we say, God will listen to our prayers. And we have to know that when we say we pray, the Lord listens to us not according to what we think. And when he says he will hear, that means God will hear our prayers in words. And he will not obey whatever we ask. And how he replies to us is up to him. And how and when he replies our prayers is depending on God's mercy. And all depends on God's sovereignty, sovereign will. I often make this illustration. And one time a boy wished for Christmas gift, he will receive a complete set of locomotive trains. So he would often hint this request to his parents how he wished to have this set of locomotives for Christmas. So he prayed this every day. So lo and behold, on Christmas morning, he opened his gift but did not find this train set. So the boy was very disappointed, of course. And his uncle was there, kind of sarcastically, and joked at him, well, it looked like the Lord did not answer your prayers. Then the boy says, yes, he answered my prayers. And his God's answer is no. And often than not, God's answer to us in three ways. Yes, no, and wait. So the boy understood enough that God listened to his prayer, but the answer is no at that time. A lot of times God wants us to wait upon him. And what the waiting or no is a very special mystery behind God's plans. And often not that we have trails to follow. And we want to consider why God make us wait is that we are not ready yet. A lot of times God wants us to wait is kind of for us to mature to such a way that we are ready to see his mercy. We who are parents, we understand this very clearly. It's not that when children ask for us, that we give them everything they wanted. And our daughter, oldest daughter, was wearing glasses at grade third grade. So at that age, girls wants to be pretty. So she says, Mom, Dad, can I have a contact lenses? And at that time, we said no.
小学三年级，不晓得他怎么那个年龄，他是不是能够很彻底的清洗，每天清洗那个镜片。
And we knew that at that age, she may not be all responsible to clean and care the contact lenses.
或者是呢，一不小心，有的时候那个镜片就冲到那个水龙头底下，那可很贵的。那个时候，二十多年前。
Of course, also that we're afraid that she may be careless and then wash away the lenses down to the drain.
所以呢，我们就拒绝了她的祷告。
So we rejected her request.
然后到了她五年级的时候，生日的那一天。
And on her fifth grade, when she was celebrating her birthday.
一天早上，她的爸爸就对她说：“走，爸爸要带你去买一个。”
And on her fifth grade and birthday, we took her to the doctor's office for contact. And she says, what kind of gift will you give me at the doctor's office? We say, we'll give you contact lenses. Because at that age, we felt that she was ready and matured. You know, sometimes we give things too early for kids, it may be harmful for the child. And we thought that it was a blessing at the age, but instead turned out to be a curse. So this preparation time for when to give is a very important stage. So God uses certain times and places and circumstances to test us and mature us. And see our motives behind. So a lot of times, spiritual things or material things, God wants us to be mature age so that He will grant those things to us. So just like our children, we have to wait upon the right age, mature time for them to receive that special gift. And second of all, God uses whatever rejection is good for us. There was a famous pastor in Toronto named Paul Smith. So when he was young, graduated from seminary, he wanted to be a missionary. So he prayed to God that God may use him for mission work. So he applied to different mission agencies to go to Asia. But as it turned out, he applied several mission agencies. They rejected him due to his health issues. And finally, without the missionary missionary opportunity, so he went to a was invited to become pastor of a famous People's Church in Toronto. So when he became a pastor, he suggests a proposal to his church elders. He requested that the missionary budget for this particular church must be one-third of the total budget. And to his surprise, the church elders and board passed his proposal, and eventually the Lord blessed the church mightily. And this church has over 1,000 members and many missionaries. And then the missionary budget annually is over $1 million, several million dollars a year. And then over the course of years, over 50 years, they sent over 2,000 missionaries overseas.
所以呢, 这个 Smith 他没有做成宣教士, 但是他对于宣教的贡献远远超过他自己一个人出去做宣教士更大。
So although Paul Smith failed to become missionary, but his efforts sending missionaries far beyond that he would have been a single missionary overseas himself. So God's plans is far more greater than our plans. And our third point of why God make us wait is that the waiting itself can be a blessing. You know, God used his delay of his will to strengthen our character. And James 1:3-4 says, because of you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You know, why God wants us to wait? Because waiting is the way to mature our faith and trusting in God. Trusting in God and not trusting our own self. A lot of great men of faith has gone through this trial and also that they have waited and received their blessing and then they become great. So that during this waiting time, so that we may be drawn near to him and be mature, so that we can be better in terms of in drawing close to him. And let us look at what if we do not wait upon him. You know, a waiting time period sometimes is a dangerous period. Because we wait upon the Lord, days and years and months or someone pass through, nothing gets done. And sometimes we downcasted, our faith began to move downward, and then we lost our drive. And the devil can use this opportunity to attack us. He says, what God is giving you up? And the devil would whisper to our ears and then says, is God really said he will give you? Isn't he bringing these difficulties? Maybe he has forgotten you all over again. So that our faith began to decrease. And our doubts began to rise. And often not, Satan uses the fear tactic and also to paralyze our emotions, spiritual life. So that he will hinder us to walk the way the Lord wants us to walk. So the first thing is that God is not pleased. Because Psalm 140:10 says, his pleasure is not in the strength of the horses, and also that nor his delight in the legs of the warrior.
You know,
Chinese saying that when the people get old, the legs are the first signs of weakness.
所以我说至少呢，我现在没有不会腿快了，我跑不动了，跑不快了。
So now that we cannot walk as fast before, we cannot run.
所以这里讲的 hasty feet 不是我。
And then this hasting leg is not us.
但是呢，我们常心焦虑，那个就是跑在神的面前。
Sometimes we worry, and then we run ahead of God's way.
我们心里的那个脚步啊，比我们的肉体的脚步跑得快。
Sometimes our feet of the heart is faster than the actual feet.
所以，如果我们跑到神的面前，我们会怎么样？我们会迷路。或者是走冤枉路。
Sometimes we jump ahead of God's ways, so we get lost, and then we go extra ways or wrong ways.
几年前，我带一支宣教短宣队伍去云南的山区去宣教。
Some years ago, we led the mission team to Yunnan, China.
我们到了坐飞机到了昆明以后，我们要转一个 bus， 这个 bus 要十二个钟头到山上，所以我们要从。我们的住的地方我们要从一个集合的地方走到那个车站。
So we landed in Kunming, we have to take a bus, a 12-hour bus, go to the village. But we have to walk in between the markets and to get to the bus.
因为我们要去那个车站，我们必须经过一个市场，这个市场人很多很挤。
So they're going through the big market, a lot of people in the line.
所以我就告诉这个每一个队员说我们是 单向的纵队，就是单向的纵队走在这个市场中间，免得走丢。
So we told the team that we will walk single line so that we will follow the person ahead of us so that we will not be lost.
所以我们说我们不是 follow the leader， 我们是要跟从我们前面那个人。我说你不可以丢掉你前面的那个人，你就是跟着前面，这样子的话我们有一个当地的牧师，当地的传道人走在最前面。我们一个就是跟在站在你前面的，这样子过就不会丢人了，不会丢掉人。
So we told them that just follow the person ahead of you, don't go ahead or don't go sideways, just go straight.
可是我们穿过市场以后，到了车站，却发现少了四只羊，少了四个人。
And then when we arrived at the train station or bus station, we found out we lost four little rascals.
这四个男孩呢，他们就是不耐烦，他们嫌队伍走得太慢，他们就走到前面去。
Because what happened was these four boys didn't want to wait. They went their own ways and sidetracked it.
所以他们走呢，但是在其中有一个部分我们要左转，他们不晓得，他们就一直走往前走，就跟我们脱队了。
Because where we're supposed to turn left, they did not turn. They went the wrong way, and that's why they are lost.
等到他们过了市场以后，走，没有人了，他们才发现队伍不见了。
So therefore, after a while, they found out that they're wrong way, and then found out no one is with them, and then that's how they are lost.
所以我们只好派一个人去找回来，把他们找回来，在那个 bus 要出发的前一分钟，把他们终于赶回来，上了一个 bus。
So we have to send someone to go fetch them, find them out, and then get them to the bus just in times of the bus to leave.
所以呢，我们常常就他们走了一段很大很长的冤枉的路。
Because they went sideways, they waste their ways.
有的时候我们不愿意等的时候呢，我们就走自己的路，最后常常我们还是要走一大段路再回到神的面前。
So often, in Christian life, we want to sidetrack our ways, not with the Lord, and then we waste our time and ways.
最后我们要让神来收拾我们搞得一团糟的这个残局。
So we have to ask God to bring us back to the righteous way.
所以第三点就是延迟的时候，我们会错过神的祝福。
And then the third way is that when we do not obey the Lord, we delay or miss God's blessings.
就像扫罗在吉甲，他等了七天，先知撒母耳还没有来献祭，他等不耐烦，他就自己献祭了。
So you will recall the King Saul. He waited 7 days upon the Samuel, the prophet, to come and sacrifice.He waited 7 days at the Gilgal, and then he wanted to do something his own. Then he made his own sacrifice, and the Bible tells us that he was offending God. So he sinned against God by offering the sacrifice he should not, and then God will said in his word, he removed him from his kingship. So from then on, God has determined to bring David as the next king, and then he tried to kill David. And all this caused because he did not wait upon the Lord.
然后呢, 第四点就是我们如果不等候, 我们会替自己和别人带来痛苦。
And then the fourth is, if we do not wait upon the Lord, we will cause pain to others and to ourselves.
我们很急躁地做出的一些决定, 可能使我们陷入了, 譬如说经济上的一个陷阱, 泥沼。
And we do not seek God's guidance, we quickly make these mistakes, and then it may cause us to have economic and also a lot of into a swamp. And it causes our interpersonal relationship harms. And then we fell trapped into sins that we may not able to handle. And then the Bible tells us that desire without knowledge is no good, how much more than with hasty feet miss the way. And not only we are misled by our own intuition, but we led ourselves to sin. And lastly, we'd like to look at what kind of attitudes we have while we are waiting upon the Lord. Psalm 131 verse 1 says, my heart is not proud, Lord, my eyes are not haughty. And the first is that we should not be proud. And we ought to be humble to ourselves. And one theologian says to be humble is not put yourself low, but put yourself down a little bit. Lower yourself a little bit.
不是低,而是你就根本就放下自己,
and let yourself go.
卢易斯说过一句话,他说骄傲是一个属灵的癌症。
And C.S. Lewis says, proudness is a spiritual cancer.
所以诗人告诉我们说,他说,因我所遭遇的是出于你,我就默然无语。
And then I was, the Psalm 39 says, I was silent, I will not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this.
所以这里的沉默,就是一种谦卑。
And this kind of a silence is a form of humbleness.
它不是无可奈何的。 好像,哎呀,我就认了,我就束手就擒的这种无可奈何,而是一种满足。
So this is not something you cannot do without helpless, but rather you are, it's a form of satisfaction.
你知道神的智慧和能力超过你的智慧和能力。
So you know that the God's wisdom and power is far beyond your power and your knowledge.
所以你弃权的意思呢,就是说你把一切的
So what you do is put the all your self-reliance before the Lord. And you honor His power and His authority. And you wait upon Him to do the miracles and also the grant His grace to us.
第二点就是弃绝野心。
Second one is not having ambitions.
所以这个这里讲到说重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行。第二节。
And verse 2 of Psalm 131 says, I do not concern myself with the great matters or things are too wonderful for me.
所以就是弃绝一些非分的一些野心，这是一种好像想要来明白，想要来偷窥一下神的隐藏的奥秘的一种态度。
And that is something to give up the self-ambitiousness and also peep into into God's mercy, God's miracles, and His wonders.
所以圣经上提到的这个重大，这里讲了重大和测不透透的事情，圣经上提到的都是指神的隐藏的奥秘。
So Bible, when you talk about too wonderful and matter things too great or something, it deal with God's mercy, God's mysteries of life.
所以我们只要信靠就好了，我们不必每一件事情都弄得清清楚楚。
So what is important is that we are to understand God's will, God's way, clearly, just not trying to learn everything about it.
就像《生命记》29章29节这里说的很清楚，这里说隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事情是永远属于我们和我们子孙的。
So here, Deuteronomy 29:29 tells us something very useful. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all.
So, 虽然我们要学习，就是在神在圣经里头启示我们的神的旨意，我们要遵行神的旨意。
So what it is that we obey what God has revealed to us in the scriptures.
但是超过这个之外的一些奥秘，那么我们就应该完全的信靠神。
And whatever beyond whatever scripture has revealed, we have just depend on the Lord.
我们相信神会照他的智慧来引领我们人生的道路。
So God will use His mercy and knowledge to develop and also to guide us in order to walk in the life that He set before us.
第三点就是要平静安稳。
And third of all is to be quiet and also be silent.
所以他那里第三节第二节我们读到，我的心平静安稳，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀里。
And verse 2 says, I have a calm and quiet myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother.
所以一个孩子在母亲的怀里，那是一个很安宁的一个画面。
You know, a child at his mother's, her mother's in the arms is very comfortable, very suitable time.
但是这里说是断奶的孩子。
And talk about the child is being weaned child.
我自己三个孩子都是喂母奶的，我非常能够体验，能够明白大卫为什么要这样说。
So I have three children, all give them milk. I don't understand what David is talking about.
所以断奶的孩子有两个特征。
So a weaned child has two characteristics.
第一个是他已经建立起来对父母的信任。
And then the first is that the child is has a knowledge and the trust in the parents.
所以第二点就是他会忍耐。
And the second is that the child knows how to be a patient.
因为当跟第一个有关，因为他信任他的父母。
Because the child depends and trusts the parents.
他不会像刚出生的几个月的孩子，一饿了就拼命哭哭哭哭哭啊，声嘶力竭的哭。一直要到你把奶头塞到他嘴里，他才安静。
So this weaned child is not like a newborn child just cries when they are hungry.
所以当他们饿的时候，他们会忍耐。
And the weaned child, when they are hungry, they can basically be patient.
所以一两岁的孩子，他看到妈妈在厨房忙，他看到妈妈在帮他热食物的时候，他就坐在里面等。
So a child at 1 or 2 years old, when she see the parents cooking or ready-made milk or for the child, they can wait.
所以这就是大卫所说的一个断奶的孩子，他成熟了，成熟之后，他就他有的一个改变。最重要的是他会忍耐。
So a weak child understand this that they can wait and also be patient.
所以我们的灵命慢慢成熟以后，我们也应该建立这种。跟神的一种更健康的、更稳定的一种关系。
So likewise, when we are mature Christians, we can wait upon the Lord so that we can go to next stage and wait upon Him and get His blessings.
所以第四点，最后一点就是我们在等候的时候，我们有盼望。
And the fourth of all is that while we're waiting, we have hope.
你第三节那里说，以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
And verse 3 says, put your faith, your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore.
所以只有神配得我们把全数的盼望都孤注一掷的投在神的身上。
So only the Lord deserves our weight and also give our whole hope totally to Him.
神不会让我们失望。
And God would not disappoint us.
他不会摆我们一道。
He will not trick us into a certain situation. He will not joke with us. And He will never trick us and mistake us. So when you are walking with the Lord, sometimes you feel disappointed. And a lot of times the Bible tells us when we have this feeling, we are to retract and then return whatever God has done before. So do not concentrate on present day situations or disappointments or difficulties. So a lot of times Christians should have a kind of a memory pad. We have to note and recall how God was faithful in our previous days, the previous years. So whenever we recall the things of the past, then we can rekindle ourselves before the Lord. So then we can then only we can continue wait and also walk the way of the Lord. And yes, finally we want to talk about wait upon God Himself. A lot of times we wait upon the Lord's hand, but not His face. A lot of times we ask for blessings in His word and His blessing to us. And all these things we ask are material things or things to come, but not God Himself. God wants us to search for Him.Not to receive material things or good from Him. Rather, we are to seek His pleasure and also His presence with us. And listen to His voice to us. So when the We're going out ministry. When we come home, the children are very happy to receive us, see us. And sometimes we will bring small gifts of paraphernalia and from overseas and give to them as gifts. And then after a while, when we come back,all they want us to is to see what we have in our hands. And then not only they do not hug us, but that's what we want, But they want to say, what's on your hands, dad and mom?
所以今天早上我们的题目是等候耶和华，不是等候耶和华的祝福和赏赐。
So this morning the thing is wait upon the Lord, not waiting upon his blessings.
甚至不是等候神应允我们的祷告。
It's not that he will offer and waiting upon us what we pray for.
你知道得到神自己远比我们的祷告蒙应允更宝贝。
You know, receiving God and then facing God is far more greater than the treasures we ask in our prayers.
更值得我们等候。
And that itself is worth waiting for.
所以神赐福这件事情并不是神最终的目标。
You know, God will bless us is not his best intention. And that's one of the ways God kind of wants us to wait upon him by drawing us to closer to him. Sometimes God will delay his blessings or delay his promises so that we draw him closer first.So God look at our hearts. And how he wants us to draw near to him with gladness, cleanness of hearts rather than other things. So when we pray for God's blessings, sometimes he withholds those things behind us so that when we are drawn closer to so much closer, then he will reveal those things.
直到神把我们，神等到我们，把我们的心思和我们的眼光从恩典的这个本身转移过来到神自己的时候，那么神才应允我们所求的。
So that so much so when we turn our hearts to him, our mercy, our gladness to him, and then he will then turn those blessings to us.
所以当这个赐福者，就是这个给恩典的这个源头，当他的光发出他的光亮的时候，那么他就会遮住他所赐的福。这个时候，神才会应许我们。这时候我们所想的，相较之下就黯然无光。
So this giver of gifts, all gifts.Sometimes he overshadows his gift, so that when those things are past, gone, then he will reveal that which he has given to us.
So when we are asking to be hidden, when we are already unknown, we are really prepared to receive God's blessing.
So when those things are hidden, the things we want are hidden, then we really receive that blessing.That which he wants us to give in the first place. And what God wants us to do is wait upon him first. And wait upon him and seek his face always. Let us pray. Our Father, our God, we thank you for your word tell us to wait upon you because you're a God of patience and you're a God of mercy, God of goodness,And God of all-knowing, knowing our hearts, and knowing our wants, and knowing our deeds before we even ask, so that we seek your face, we seek your mercy, we seek your goodness every day, every moment of life, so that all these things shall be given to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.小心啊。
谢谢约娜姐妹的信息。Thank you for the sermon, sharing from Sister Laura.
我们真的是仰望神寻求神自己而不是神的祝福。
Let's seek for God Himself, not only His blessings.
我们现在来唱回应的诗歌，圣诗331首，他自己。
Hymnal 331, Himself.
Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is His word. Little them, now the world knows. The Gazo, now the Giver, oh, once a sign for healing, now the knowledge.
让我们起立，一起唱三音颂。
Doxology.
愿我主耶稣的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，直到永永远远。阿门。
请坐。Please be seated.
好，今天早上感谢神带领Lorna 姐妹跟周长老在我们当中跟我们证道。This morning, we thank God for bringing Lorna and Alison to us. 感谢神的带领弟兄姐妹今天早上来到我们当中。I'd like to welcome all of you with us to worship with us this morning. 我是想用一点时间欢迎第一次在我们当中的朋友。不晓得在我最右手边一位新来的朋友。Is anyone on the right hand side who are with us for the first time?中间不知道有没有新来的朋友在当中 ？Is there anyone in the middle who are with us? Okay, all right, all familiar faces. I'd like to welcome all of you once again with us this morning. 在组里面再次欢迎弟兄姐妹在我们当中。I would like to ask you to take out your bulletin. Have a couple of announcements to make. 请弟兄姐妹打开今天周报，我们有两项的报告。I'm going to do the announcement in Chinese and I'll come back in English. 我先用中文先报告，再用英文。我想弟兄姐妹我们过去几个礼拜都已经报告过，在7月12号到14号，我们跟 Thousand Oaks 教会有在the Pepperdine University 有一个联合的这退休会。请弟兄姐妹，如果你们准备要参加，还没有报名的话，请你们今天希望你们今天就尽快可以报名。这个